Hey guys, this has been a while since I've done a video. I'm going to get right to it because I think these days we don't have a lot of time. Obviously serious things have been going on, so I hope everyone's been staying safe. These are obviously serious times, and now more than ever, we need to be hearing the Holy Spirit speak. And I think sometimes when people talk about prophecy, they either are hot or cold towards it, and they forget at the end of the day that prophecy is about the Spirit speaking, and it's hard to argue against the need to hear and be led by His Spirit. Some people say, well, I'm just a Bible man or woman. I don't need prophecy. Well, it's a paradox because the word itself is prophetic. The Bible says the testimony of the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, so you can't get away from it. But anyway, prophecy is important, and as I say, I'm going to get straight to it. June 25th, a pastor called Dana Coverstone of Living Word Ministries Assemblies of God in Berksville, Kentucky, had three prophetic dreams. Now, I'm not going to talk a lot about this because I think most people that are interested in prophecy have heard this by now. And in summary, he had three prophetic dreams for what's coming for the rest of this year. And they are specific warnings that he saw for a few months coming in this year. And I really encourage you, if you haven't seen it yet, there's a link below in the description. Make sure you watch that video. The Holy Spirit says, serious things are still to come this year. And overall, the message in his video, as I say, I'm not going to say his whole dream. You can watch it yourself. I think it's best to come from him. But the main message that he heard in one of his three dreams was brace yourself, brace yourself. And it's clear that this year we are going to need to continue to brace ourselves. People think when we had the COVID thing, like if we flatten the curve, if we get over this, we just need to get through it and then we'll get on with things. But the Holy Spirit has very clearly for years in dreams to others and myself shown that when the storm begins, it's not going to pass, and it hasn't, but it's going to increase and increase rapidly and in severity. And we saw that not long after COVID, we had the riots. Whoever thought that in America you'd see any Western country, really, you'd see burning, looting, you'd see the tragedy that happened with George Floyd and the racism that happened, but it happened. And suddenly, the normal that we had, people were talking about the new normal with COVID, well, suddenly it seems like we've entered a new normal in the US and even here in Australia and around the world. There is a new normal. Now, when COVID first happened, I just want to say briefly, I really sought the Lord as to what this would mean for the world, what would this mean for Australia, for the West. And I had a dream where the Lord showed me that depression-like conditions were coming. And I released that at the time, and then not long after I had that dream, suddenly commentators were saying depression-like conditions are coming. I'm going to kind of go through this rapid fire because I don't want this video to go for too long. A few weeks ago, I started praying again for America. And usually, guys, when I start praying, I'm not saying this has anything to do with me, it's just the faithfulness and the mercy of God. When I start praying for something specific, to know something specific, God usually gives me a dream or reveals it. And I started praying about what state America was in and what was coming. And I had a dream where I saw a white pillar, the kind you'd see outside of a US courthouse, or the White House, that was badly eaten away, to the point where it looked like if much more happened, it was gonna, topple. Then in the same dream, I saw a phone that said 9/11. And obviously we know the symbol of 9/11 stands for what happened in 2001. And the dream was clear. America is in an emergency state. And if we know if America is in an emergency state, then the West is, because America is obviously the strongest power, and what most other nations in the West rely on for their alliances, Australia included, in a huge way. Anyway, so that dream was clear as a call to pray. America is in an emergency state right now, and depression-like conditions are coming. There you go. Fantastic. That's very encouraging. Let me get to the end. But as I say, I just want to keep going through what the Holy Spirit has been speaking, because it's been a while since I've done a video. And anyway, so we come back to Dana Coverstone's dream of brace yourself. The Holy Spirit is saying brace yourself, because this year we are going to see more happen. We're not flattening the curve of what God is doing in the earth. We're not flattening the curve of what He's allowing in the earth. So Dana Coverstone had this dream, brace yourself, a few weeks before that. So he had that dream on June 25th. On April 28th, as I said, I had been praying, and this is another dream. I've been praying to the Lord, Lord, what is coming as a consequence of COVID, but what other things, if anything, do your people need to be prepared for? If they can do anything at all, what should it be? And I had a dream, honestly, guys, which shocked me. And I'll tell you why in a second. And this is just a short dream. It's a simple one. But in the dream, I was telling people very clearly. I saw myself on my YouTube site, telling people they needed to get a gun. But I was making it as clear that under no circumstance were they to injure or hurt anyone with that gun. Now, if anyone knows me, they would know my stance on guns. I can't stand them. I can't stand them. Australia is not a place of guns, and I'm not saying that to we're any better or worse than any other nation. It's just the reality. And I've grown up in a place that hasn't needed them. I understand context in certain countries that, or whether it's hunting or whatever it may be, is different cultures, and I get that. But I'm just saying, me personally, if you knew me, I can't stand guns. But in the dream, very clearly, I was telling people on my social media site, get a gun. Don't kill anyone, don't hurt anyone, under no circumstances. Okay, I'll just say this, the Holy Spirit was making it very clear, do not do it. If you're a student of the word, you know, in the New Testament, Jesus says, love your enemies, pray for those that persecute you. You don't see any one example in the New Testament of the apostles hurting anyone. The only exception was when Peter did it, when they came to arrest Jesus before the cross. And then, the Lord basically rebuked him, healed the guy that he'd hurt. So Jesus is not a God of wanting His people to harm anyone. But the point of this, I believe, so giving this some context, is that we have now entered a season where, again, things are not going to get easier, okay? As a Christian, I'd encourage you to take a mature mindset, because in Luke 22, okay, listen to what Jesus says about this, okay? And people sometimes quote this out of context and they use this for their own means, but let's see what Jesus says, okay? Luke 22, then Jesus asked them, so he's talking to the disciples here, when I sent you out without purse or bag or sandals, did you lack anything? Asking the disciples, nothing, they answered, okay? When I sent you out with these things. Now, however, he told them, the one with a purse should take it, and likewise a bag. And the one without a sword should sell his cloak and buy one. This is Jesus saying this. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors. For what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. So they said, look, Lord, here are two swords. That is enough, he answered. Okay, so notice here in this scripture, guys, that some Christians will say, look, God is our protection, and beyond that, nothing is needed. Notice here that a change in time had come with the disciples. Previously, okay, post, I mean, pre-cross, the disciples, along with Jesus, had experienced a time with relatively actually mostly acceptance. Okay, they had had a season where some may have disagreed with Jesus and them, but they didn't persecute them, they didn't reject them, they didn't harm them in any way because of the gospel and because of Jesus. But here Jesus is saying, now look, listen, this is about to change. Okay, in the you're about to experience, saying this to the disciples, you're about to experience persecution. You're about to experience the world turning against you. And before I said, don't worry about a sword. Now I'm saying, get a sword, okay? Now, notice there's a difference between getting one and using it, number one, okay? But here I believe what Jesus was saying was, listen, now you have to act wisely. You cannot just go out, or you cannot just live your life and expect that everyone is going to love you. You're about to experience persecution. Guys, in the West, I believe very soon we're about to start seeing Christians being persecuted. Okay, in America, Christians start to be seen as not so golden, not so friendly, not so loving. Okay, Christians are very quickly going to be seen as those that people cannot trust. And just more broadly, we're coming to a time where conditions are going to break down severely. For example, someone had a dream recently where they saw that this is in a rural town. Okay, this is in a dream. And suddenly there were people outside their house that had started to, like in their driveway or out in the street, who had started to congregate and claim that land as their own. And the person in the dream was like asking, what are you doing? Like they were digging a latrine and setting things up and like, what are you doing? And all of a sudden they realized, or the person firstly said to them, look, don't you realize, like in America, there's no such thing as personal property anymore. And so the person in the dream was shocked and then turned around at the house, realized their mistake, because they went back in their house and suddenly there was someone on their couch watching TV. There was someone upstairs rummaging around their stuff. There was at least, I think there was like three or four people in their house that had just come in and just basically taken up their house as squatters' rights. And when they asked them to leave, they just basically laughed at them. And so notice with the riots and with the looting, the normal that we have, people think that's not going to change and nothing's going to change in the West. Guys, we are always only a couple of degrees away. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy nut and, you know, an alarmist, but, you know, we take our peace for and our rights for granted sometimes. And, the lady that had that dream suddenly realized, look, I hope I have that gun in the house. Again, not to harm anyone, but to say, listen, you better get out of my house. So guys, some people say, look, so you're advocating to have a gun and for gun violence. No, not at all. Under no circumstances in my dream or in her dream did she say that anyone was to be harmed. But it's more the symbolic thing of having something that, say, whether you had, I think one guy, a friend in the US, just has like wasp spray in his house and like a taser or something or a bat or something, that if someone came to break into your house or to do you harm, would you have something that immediately they'd see, even though you wouldn't use it, that they would see and they'd frighten them away, you know? I saw a news story the other day of a few guys on the Gold Coast that were going to break into a house at midnight or something. And, as soon as they heard there was a camera on the door and it was watching these guys trying to break in, and then as soon as they heard a dog, they ran for their lives. Now, that thing could have been a fluffy, white, you know, small thing, couldn't have done anything to them. But just the thought that it could was enough to frighten them. So in one sense, the dog had done its duty, but maybe the owners didn't even intend for that. But I think, guys, what the Holy Spirit is warning, because this is serious, is that there's coming a time where things are going to get so serious and maybe so dangerous that we're going to need to just be sensible. You know, people have have a security system on their business or their house, or and they lock their doors because it's sensible. Again, I can't stand guns. So half of me, like, I haven't shared this for a long time on my YouTube. I shared it on my Facebook page, but honestly, I don't like swords. I don't like the idea of anything that can harm another human being because we're made in God's image. But here Jesus was telling the disciples, look, you're not going to use these swords, but you need to be wise. We're in this world. We're in a fallen world, and the times are serious. So, yeah, guys, I just want to encourage you. Be aware that God is our protection, but within that, he asks us sometimes to prepare. Not that we trust those preparations, but we are wise. If Noah had just gone, look, you know, God is my protector, so I don't need to build an ark. We know the irony in that when God told him, look, build an ark. Even then, God was Noah's protector, but he said, listen, you need to do this. So guys, I'm saying, especially, I believe, okay, this is my opinion now, so take this to the Lord, because we have to test prophecy, we have to test these things. But I believe if you're in America, you need to especially take this seriously. You have COVID, you have a really charged situation politically, racially at the moment. And it's not going to, I don't think it's going to take much for things to go downhill quickly. Now, we pray to God that does not happen. We hope it doesn't happen. But a wise man expects the best, prepares for the worst. Commits himself to God, but acts according to the word as well. So, guys, that's the encouragement. But serious times are coming. Depression-like conditions are coming. God has revealed, and we know how certain men will react to that. America is an emergency situation at the moment, and it needs prayer. Dana Coverstone in Three Dreams saw specific things. Again, if you haven't seen that video, go and watch it. Especially if you're in America, watch that video. And he very clearly heard, brace yourself. 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, might have been four, I have a blog, and I wrote articles, and literally about two or three in a row that were entitled, like, brace yourself. And you brace yourself, especially on the ocean, because you're about to get rocked. And so, guys, the apostles, God loved the apostles. They got persecuted. God loved the New Testament Thessalonians. They got persecuted. Paul didn't write to them and go, this shouldn't be happening to you. He said, now, listen, God is with you, but you need to endure to the end. You need to realize God is still sovereign. He's with you. But God is using this to grow us into be more like Christ. A servant is not above their master, guys. If we don't think we're going to be persecuted, we have no idea what religion we're in. The word actually says, for you yourself know that you were appointed to such things. You won't hear many preachers say that, and you kind of get it because it's... but the reality is, guys, we are going to suffer persecution. We are appointed to those things. Not because we have an abusive God, but we have a God that wants us to be more Christ-like, that has eternity in view. And so we need to take these things seriously and trust God, okay? Always end with grace and peace to his people, to those that are in his ark by the blood of Christ, by the faith that he gives, the grace that he gives. Grace and peace to you guys, but... understand, commit yourselves to him, pray, seek his leading. Maybe you don't get a gun, maybe you get a bat, maybe you get something, maybe you get a security system. I don't know. The point is not the gun. The point is security is going to be important in the days ahead, just practically, and we need to take that seriously. So take that to God. Do not despise, the word says, do not despise prophecy. Many people despise prophecy. Most of the church today has dismissed it. Okay, they're going to see what a massive mistake that is in the days to come, because the prophetic is going to be key, not because of the people that are prophets or the things themselves, but because God has chosen that as one of the ways that he speaks, as long as it lines up with the word. So guys, bless you. Stay safe. God loves you. Realize the time you're in. Prepare. Draw close to God. Cleanse your hands. Cleanse your, make sure you know what's going on in your heart. Seek forgiveness with others. Give to the poor. Be obedient to the word. And realize we are in a serious time. Okay. Bless you guys. See ya.